just briefly, just to sort of carry on this thought, and to say that about the flesh is that actually it's incurable. Okay, so we just bring that out. There's no improvement. Okay, it's important to stress that. You know, we last few years we speak about pandemic, right? That's when a sickness or a virus covers the whole world and lots of people die. But then eventually through mutation over time, the virus becomes, or whatever it is, becomes endemic. I see my pharmacist friends from Willowdale nodding. Becomes endemic. That means it will never disappear, but it'll come back seasonally. Okay, I'm not talking medicine here. Okay, just like our common flu, seasonal flu. Originally, it was a pandemic, killed lots of people. Now, every fall, people still get it. It's endemic. It's not going to go away. And that's what we want to be careful with when we speak of this, is that the flesh never improves. In fact, God has condemned it in Christ. Look at Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7. Verse 2. Well, verse 3. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh. Chapter 8, I'm sorry, yeah. Romans chapter 8, verse 3. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. Sin is not forgiven. Our sins are forgiven, but sin has been condemned by the death of Christ on the cross. But there is a teaching, and I come from circles that taught that, perfection, holiness of perfection. In other words, the more you practice these things, the more you improve. But beloved, we don't improve. Not that the flesh does not improve, but by God's grace, with God's help, daily, we can have victory in those things. But what I say, it's endemic. If we're not watchful, if we're not walking in the Spirit, guess what comes back? Right? Guess what comes back? The very things Tim was talking about. And the source, you know, we lose our first love, we get our eyes off the Lord, we're not walking in the Spirit, and there it is. You know, flu season again, right? Comes back. And the other thing here, as Tim said, the first two here are negative, you know, denying a constant thing, ungodliness and worldly lust. Then we have the positives. Soberly, righteously, and godly. Those three things, so positive. And soberly has to do inward, right? It has to do with self-control, moderation, to be moderate. In the mind, too, you know, like sober-mindedness, self-control, this idea. So it's more, soberly has more to do with our inward self-government. Self-government. Is something you don't hear a lot about. Self-government. We think of the government. We don't like the government because they, you know, they make rules. Well, how about self-government, right? Self-government. Our thoughts. Tim mentioned that. The second here, righteously. That's outward. Outward. Right acting. Right acting in our relationships and in connection with the world. Right acting. Acting uprightly, justly, as is right. That's the idea of as is right, as is proper. Outwardly, towards our brethren, towards our families, towards the world. And then godly, that's upward. That's in relation to God. Everything should be done in accordance with our relationship with God. But you know, like I said, the flesh, the flesh isn't going to help you, because the flesh is exactly the same as it was the day you were saved, and it'll be exactly the same as it is when the day the Lord comes to take you, or in the rapture, or you die. It hasn't improved at all. But by His grace, by the power of the Spirit, we can walk in a way that fulfills these exhortations of the Apostle Paul.